Lord, we're thankful again for the word of God.
主啊, 我们现在感恩再一次为神的话。
We keep coming to it, Lord, like a child would come to milk, and we keep coming like a man would come for bread and meat.
主啊, 我们就是一直来到神的话这里来, 就像一个孩子呢, 总想要喝牛奶, 就像一个成年人总要吃面包和肉一样。
And Lord, our prayer is that you will satisfy us with your nourishment, but in particular, that you will feed us and strengthen us and build us for your service and glory.
主啊, 我们也就是祈求您呢, 就是拿这个呢, 喂养我们, 拿, 喂给我们所需要的营养, 特别的是呢, 喂给我们, 喂养我们, 让我们变得强大, 变得那个有喜乐, 平安, 然后呢, 去为了您的荣耀, 去工作。
So we give thanks now, look to you for blessing as we study your word.
所以呢, 我们现在献上感恩, 祈求您的赐福, 当我们学习您的话的时候。
We give thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们献上感恩, 是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, well, last week I think we said we would like to start on the book of 1 Thessalonians. And see what we can learn from the Lord there.
上个星期呢，因为我们说过了，我们要从那个《帖撒罗尼迦前书》开始学习，看看主在那里要给我们一些什么东西。
Those of you who are with us this morning will remember that we just commenced our study of Thessalonians in Acts chapter 17. We read a little bit about how the gospel came to the Thessalonians.
今天早上你在我们这个学习班里面，你就知道我们在《使徒行传》第17章，你读到的就是当时呢，知道了一点点关于帖撒罗尼迦教会是怎样兴起的。You'll
remember that Paul had been at Philippi.
你们大家也都记得呢，当时呢，使徒保罗在腓立比。And
he had suffered along with Silas greatly at the hands of the magistrates. They beat him up, put him in jail, left them in a terrible state.
所以呢，他们呢，就是保罗和希拉呢，当时呢，被那个地方官呢迫害，他们呢也受了很大的苦，他们把他们鞭打了，然后把他们下到监狱呢，让他们的身体状况变得一个非常的糟糕的状态。
And so they left Philippi and went to Thessalonica.
所以他们离开了腓立比，去到了帖撒罗尼迦。
And they preached there for 3 Sabbath days, and many believed.
所以他在这里连续呢，三个安息日都在那里祷告，很多人呢信了主。
And then the Jews from Philippi came along and caused great distress there at Thessalonica as well.
所以呢，那个从腓立比来的那些犹太人呢，他们一起呢，就是制造混乱，引起了大量的麻烦和问题。And
we saw this morning, though we didn't comment, that the Jews tried to find, the magistrates tried to find Paul and Silas, and for some reason couldn't, so they persecuted Jason instead.
所以这个在今天早上呢，我们没有做进一步的说明。其实呢，当时的地方的那些官员呢，他们试图找到保罗和希拉，但他们找不到，所以他们找到了耶森来代替他们两个去迫害他。So
it's interesting, the birth of the church in Philippi was the persecution and the beating of Paul and Silas.
所以呢，这就非常有意思呢。那个在腓立比的那个教会的兴起呢，是因为保罗和希拉受到了挨打。But
at Thessalonica, the birth of the church was not the persecution of the preachers, it was the persecution of those who heard and believed.
所以呢，在帖撒罗尼迦呢，这样的迫害呢，并不是针对那些传道讲道的人，而是对那些听了道以后信了的那些人。
And so Jason, we read this morning, was the one who was persecuted. He was beaten up in Thessalonica. If you were a Christian in Thessalonica, you kind of expected to be beaten up.
那这个里面呢，我们听到呢，就是那个耶森呢，他呢被鞭打了，被打了以后呢，然后呢被迫害。所以你当时在帖撒罗尼迦，如果你是一个信徒的话呢，你可能会遭到很多的毒打。
So the story starts then in verse 1. It's Paul and Silvanus or Silas and Timothy or Timotheus. You got these three names?
所以呢第一节开始呢保罗希拉提摩太他三个译本呢没有不同的译法。
All three of them were at Thessalonica in the beginning. All three of them writing this letter now to the Thessalonians.
所以他们三个人呢所有人都是在帖撒罗尼迦开始的。他们三个人呢所有的人都参与了写这封书信。
And again, sometimes we wonder why when they were in prison in Philippi, it was Paul and Silas there. What happened to Timothy? Why wasn't he in prison?
所以有时候我们奇怪呢在腓立比的时候呢保罗和希拉在监狱里那么提摩太没有在里面那么这个时候提摩太在哪里呢
And I'm not really sure of the reason, but he wasn't in prison in Philippi, but he was part of writing this letter.
所以呢我不确定到底什么原因他没有在监狱里。那么说呢在提索内尼家书这里他是参与写这封信的一个人之一。
Now, the letter is written then in verse 1 to the church of the Thessalonians in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这里面呢写信给提索罗尼迦在父神和在主耶稣基督里的教会。
So the question is, it's an interesting line. The phrase is in God the Father, the church of the Thessalonians in God the Father.
现在这里它的那个词呢是非常有意思。它当时说在父神和在主耶稣基督里的教会。
And that little phrase in God is used by Paul only in relation to the church at Thessalonica.
所以这个小的词呢就是在里面呢是使得保罗他仅仅用在写给帖撒罗尼迦的信徒的书信里面。
You don't read of it elsewhere, but you do read of it in 2 Thessalonians.
所以在其他地方呢读不到但是呢你在帖撒罗尼迦后书里也读到了。
And I'm not sure, I don't really know the reason, but I wonder if the reason isn't that, because the Thessalonians endured such heavy persecution, I'm wondering if the Lord isn't emphasizing here that though they were persecuted, yet they were much blessed by God. They had a relationship, not only being with God, but being in God, the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我不知道这里到底是什么原因呢但是我觉得呢应该是这样的因为当时呢在帖撒罗尼迦的这个迫害是如此的严重所以他们呢所有的帖撒罗尼迦的信徒都受到了严重的迫害所以因为这个原因呢他们同样呢也得到了神的赐福那么说呢因此这个原因呢保罗呢在这里强调他们不仅是和父神还有我们的主耶稣基督在一起同样呢他们是在主耶稣基督和我们的父神里面。
It is often true that the greater the trial, the greater the persecution, the greater the suffering, so the greater the closeness of our relationship with the Savior.
就这个呢同样呢还有一个事实我们的那个试炼越大我们受的迫害越大我们受的苦难越大那么呢我们和主和救主的关系就越近。
And then he carries on at the end of verse 1 and says, Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
然后在这节经文的结尾说呢愿恩典平安从神我们的父和主耶稣基督归于你们。
It's delightful to me that the Lord continually gives His grace and His peace.
所以呢，我们很欣慰的知道呢，主呢继续的赐给他们恩典和平安。
And it is also true that you will find His peace in His grace. Peace follows grace. Because of His grace, we have peace.
因为这个也是一个事实，你永远可以呢，在平安，在他的恩典里找到平安。那么平安呢，永远是跟随着恩典。那么有了恩典呢，你就有了平安。
Now verse 2, he goes on and he says, We give thanks to God always for you, making mention of you in our prayers.
第二节说呢，我们为你们众人常常感谢神，祷告的时候呢，提到你们。
I think it would have been very interesting to have listened to Paul when he prays.
所以我认为呢，那个也非常让人有兴趣的一件事呢，就是你去听祷，听那个使徒保罗的祷告，当他祷告的时候。
I think you would have learned much about his heart if you simply listen to him pray.
所以呢，我认为呢，你会了解到他更多的内心世界，如果你通过简单的听他的祷告的。
And what you would have learned if you had listened to him would have been that he loved the people and he prayed for them individually, collectively, and by name.
所以呢，你在他的祷告里能学到什么呢？因为他热爱他的那个人民，然后呢，他就是说是用他们。单独的或者说总的来祷告的时候呢，都会提到他们的名字。
All right, and this is what he prays about, verse
3. 所以第三节这是他所祷告的内容。
He says, remembering without ceasing your work of faith, your labor of love, and your patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and the Father.
他说在神我们的父眼前不住的纪念你们信心的工作爱的劳苦而您盼望我们主耶稣基督所存的忍耐。
So he lists the three things that he notes about them.
所以呢他列出了三件事情他提到的他们。
First of all, their work of faith.
就首先呢他们信心的工作。
They believed it.And on faith they went out and did it. They worked on the basis of faith.
所以呢，其实呢，他们相信了，相信了，然后呢，他们去做工，做工以后呢，因为他们有这样的信心，所以呢，他们把他们的工作去把它做出来。
The work of faith opens many doors.
所以信心的工作呢，打开了很多扇门。
And so, thinking of the work at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel, we say, all right, we love the Lord Jesus. We want to tell people about the Lord Jesus. So we say, we will preach.The truth of God to them.
因为在我们第十六届福音教会的时候呢，我们说呢，我们爱主耶稣基督，那么所以呢，我们要去告诉别人，来我们教会的人关于我们的主耶稣基督。
Somebody comes through the door, we say, Hallelujah, who are you?
所以呢，有些人呢，进了门以后呢，我们说，哈利路亚，你是谁？
And then we preach to them by the grace of God.
所以我们借着神的恩典呢，跟他们传道。
And they trust the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior.
让他们信了主耶稣基督呢为他的救主。
And then we find something wonderful happens.
然后我们发现有些奇妙的事情发生了。
Though we didn't know them before, we find that now we love them.
虽然我们以前呢不认识他们，但是现在我们发现呢，我们爱他们。
And so our work in their life is transformed from a work of faith to a labor of love.
所以呢，就是我们的工作呢，在他们身上信心的工作，在他们的人生里呢，转化为爱的那个劳苦。
It's true, we still believe.
所以虽然呢，我们仍然相信。
But our work in their lives is no longer just a work of faith. It's a work of love. We love them. Hallelujah.
所以呢，我们在他们的人生里面呢，现在的信心呢，不仅仅是信心的工作，已经变成了爱的工作。
And then, we realize that, they're young in the faith. It's going to take them a long time to grow. And so our labor it starts as a work of faith. It continues as a work of love, but it continues patience of hope. We say God began a work in them. He will continue it. And so we keep on praying for them.
因为他们实际上在信心里面呢还是很年轻的，是因为他们刚信，所以呢我们继续在他们里面信心的工作也有啊，当然继续就是爱的劳苦，爱的工作。那么呢，最终呢，我们在这里面呢就产生了忍耐。
So there is a progression in our work in their lives. There was a progression.In the work of Paul, in the lives of these Thessalonians.
这里呢，在他们的人生中呢，有一个就是工作的步骤，就像当时呢，保罗在帖撒罗尼迦这些基督徒之间的他的工作的有一个步骤。
Now, verse 4 says, knowing, beloved brethren, your election by God.
意思就是说呢，亲爱的弟兄，我知道你们是蒙神拣选的。
So the big question among theologians today is what is meant by that word election?
所以呢，现在呢，在那个神学里面最大的一个问题呢，就是说在这里面蒙拣选的是个什么意思呢？
People all say,if you are elect of God, that's wonderful.
有些人呢通常会说呢，如果你蒙神拣选，这是很美的事情。
Some say, well, what would happen if you were not elect of God?
有些人说呢，那如果你没有蒙神拣选会怎么样？
And so the question is, what would the phrase elect of God mean?
所以呢就是问题是这个蒙神拣选的是什么意思？
Some people say, well, what it means is that God who knows everything in advance.
所以有些人说呢，神呢其实在就是在很久之前就知道所有的事情。
He knows who, are going to be elected and who are not.
所以他知道谁会被拣选，谁不会被拣选。
And so they say this phrase means that in advance God knows about Waldo and Henry and he says, I know Waldo, I'm going to elect him to be in heaven, but I won't elect Henry.
所以呢就是说呢这个意思呢就是说呢神提前知道了以后呢他知道那个 Waldo 和那个 Henry 两个人呢他一个要被拣选一个不被拣选所以神就拣选了 Waldo 而不拣选 Henry。
Well, you'd feel very sorry for Henry, wouldn't you?
你为 Henry 感到非常遗憾是不是
?You say, well, how come Waldo got elected and Henry didn't?
你说怎么可能呢？就是说，那瓦德被拣选了，那亨瑞不会被拣选。
So the question is, when God knows in advance who are the elect and who are not, who does He elect?
所以现在问题是呢，如果神提前知道谁会蒙拣选，谁不会蒙拣选，那么他会拣选谁呢
？And the answer of Scripture is very simple. It says that He will elect all.Who believe in his son.
所以呢在圣经里的答案是非常简单神会拣选所有的相信他儿子的人。
So here's John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Who's elect?
这里有一句经文，就是约翰福音三章十六节，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，让一切信他的人不至于灭亡，反得永生。那么在这句经文里，谁被拣选了呢？
Whoever believes gets eternal life, doesn't he?
所以任何信的人都会得到那个永生，是不是呢？
And the one who won't believe doesn't get eternal life.
那些不信的人呢，他们得不到永生。
So here's Waldo and Henry.
这里是 Waldo 跟 Henry.
Which one is going to get eternal life?
那哪一个可以得到永生呢？
The one who believes.
就不相信的那个人。
And if Waldo believes, he gets eternal life.
如果 Waldo 相信呢，他会得到永生。
And if Henry doesn't believe, it's because God said, Henry, if you believe, I'll give you eternal life. But if you won't believe, you won't have eternal life because I have chosen to elect only those who believe.
所以呢，如果那个 Henry 他不相信，那么神跟Henry 说呢，说 Henry， 你因为呢你不相信，所以你没被拣选，因为我只拣选那些信的人。
Now that seems very, very simple.
这看起来是非常非常简单。
But many people in the world today, many Christians get that very wrong. And they say, no, some people like Henry are not elect. And wouldn't matter what they do, they cannot become Christians. That's not what the Bible teaches.
因为当今世界上呢，很多很多人，很多很多的基督徒呢，把这个里面呢，都是完全搞错了。他们说呢，就是说呢，亨瑞呢，因为他没被拣选，所以呢，他就不会相信。所以这个呢，其实是非常非常错误的，圣经也不是这么教导的。
So these in verse 4 were elect. How did they get to be elect?
所以这个呢，第四节你说我们被拣选了，我们怎么被拣选的？
Well, they simply believed in God. Paul preached the gospel to them on three Sabbath days. And many of them believed. Those who believed were elected by God because he said, I will choose all who believe.
这个里面呢就是简单的来说是被相信的。因为这个时候保罗在那个连续三个安息日在那里传道，所有的那些呢信了神的人呢都已经蒙拣选了。是因为神说呢，我只拣选那些信神的人。
So, more on that election. Verse 5 says, For our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and in much assurance, as you know what kind of men we were among you for your sake.
第五节继续说，因为我们的福音传到你们那里，不独在乎言语，也在乎全能和圣灵，并充足的确据。正如你们知道，我们在你们那里为你们的缘故是怎样为人。
So verse 5, he says, the gospel didn't come to you just because I spoke. It wasn't just empty words.
所以他说呢，福音传到你们那里并不是因为我跟你们说的话，这并不是一些空洞的话。
But he says there was a power associated with those words.
他说呢，那里有全能与这些话呢是联系在一起的。
And that power was such that when you believed it, you were changed by it. It was evident that something was working in your life.
所以这个里面的就是这个全能呢，是因为你相信了以后呢，在你的呢人生内呢发生了变化，就是说呢有什么全能在你的人生里做了工。
So first of all, the gospel produced a result that was characterized by power.
所以呢，首先呢，你听到的那个福音以后呢，它的结果呢就产生了那个全能。
And secondly, it was characterized by the Holy Spirit.
所以第二个原因呢，它是由那个圣灵来给它加上它的特征。
And the wonderful thing is that when someone trusts the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, the first thing is their life begins to reflect holiness, where it used to reflect sin.
所以呢，首先呢，一个人呢，他相信了主耶稣基督以后呢，他们的人生呢，都反映出来了一个圣洁。他们在这之前，他们是反映出来罪的。
And the third thing is that it reflects much assurance.
所以第三件事呢，就是反映出充足的确据。
And so the one who's troubled about his soul, he knows he's a sinner, he's got big problems, and he comes and he trusts the Lord as his Savior, he ends up with a quiet assurance that God has accepted him and forgiven him.
所以一个人呢，他在里面呢，就是说呢，他的灵魂在他信主之前呢，他是就不确定的，他是慌张的，他是有那个麻烦的。然后呢，当他信了主以后呢，他得到了这种非常确定的确据，就是说他呢已经得救，他的罪被赦免。
You'll remember, the Lord sent a man in John chapter 9 down to the pool of Siloam to wash.
所以呢，你知道主呢，在那个约翰福音里面呢，就是派一个人到那个希罗池旁边让他走路。
He went down blind, and when he got down there and washed, his eyesight came back.
然后呢，他走下希罗池以后呢，他是眼瞎的。那么当他希罗池洗了以后呢，他能看得见了。
And the critics said to him, "Now what's going on here?"
那么人家那种挑剔的人说，这里发生了什么呢？
And his response was very simple. He simply said, I used to be blind, but now I can see.
他的回答是非常简单的。他说，我曾经是眼瞎的，但现在我看见。
And the critics said all kinds of bad things against him and against his parents. And he simply said, listen, I know one thing.I used to be blind, now I can see.
所以那些挑剔的人呢，就把重点都放在他自己身上，甚至在他放在他父母身上。他说，你们注意好了，听就一件事情，我过去是眼瞎的，但是我看得见。
And so when you and I trust the Lord, three things happen. Number one, we see the power of God, there's a change.Number two, it's by the Holy Spirit of God, and we reflect holiness. And number three, it is with assurance, and we have peace with God that we never had before. Hallelujah. What a wonderful thing the gospel is.
所以当你呢信了主耶稣基督以后呢，有三件事情发生。第一个呢，是在你人生的改变，改变就是因为呢有全能在你的人生里才能改变。第二个呢，就是说呢，我们就是说是反映出圣灵的圣洁，借着圣灵。第三件事呢，就是说呢，我们有个前所未有的平安。哈利路亚，多么好的一个救主。
And so the fourth thing that happens is, verse 6, and you became followers of us and of the Lord.
第四件事发生说呢，你们在我们里面呢，就是说是跟随着神的。
When you become a Christian, you say, I'm going to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, but I'm not just going to follow him. I'm going to follow the preacher.I'm going to follow the Apostle Paul.
所以呢，当你呢跟随了主耶稣基督以后呢，你说你不仅仅要跟随主耶稣基督，你还跟随那些讲道的人，你还跟随保罗。
It's interesting to me that you meet someone who trusts the Lord here in Vancouver, and they trust the Lord, and then you say, "What's next?" And you see them.They come along on Sunday morning. They come to a Bible study. They want to know more. They become followers of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以呢，你看到一个人呢，就是说他呢信了主以后呢，很多有一些事情在他们身上发生。他们来到星期天的早上，来到教会，他们参加很多的那些圣经学习，然后他们成了主耶稣基督的跟随者。
Now.Don't let anyone distract you or turn you away from the people of God as well as from the Lord himself.
对的，不要让任何人呢把你就是引偏了你注意力从主耶稣基督身上。
The Thessalonians were followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. Sorry, they were followers, first of all, of Paul and Silas and Timothy.
所以呢，这个帖撒罗尼迦信徒呢，他们首先呢，他们效法了主，然后呢，他们也就效法了保罗和提摩太。
Now, for them, that wasn't an easy thing.
所以对他们来说，并不是一件容易做的事。
Paul and Silas were terribly beaten in Philippi.
对保罗和希拉呢，在腓立比的时候被打得很重。
They would have been beaten in Thessalonica, but they couldn't find them, so they beat up Jason instead.
所以他们在帖撒罗尼迦并没有打他们，是因为他们找不到他，但是呢，他们就打了耶森和其他的几个弟兄。
And so the question is, well, if you're going to beat up Paul, you'll probably end up beating up me. If I follow him, I probably will get beaten up when he gets beaten up.
所以呢，这个是呢，现在的问题是呢，如果你效法保罗呢，他挨打的时候呢，那么说呢，你可能也要挨打，你要像挨打的程度跟他挨打的程度差不多。
Remember in the days of the Lord Jesus, in the Garden of Gethsemane, he was taken prisoner, and the other disciples left him and fled.
现在你们大家也记得，在克西马西民园的时候呢，当他们来抓他们的时候呢，主耶稣基督被抓去作为囚犯，他们那些其他的门徒们全都跑了。
And the Thessalonians learned from that, and they said, "We're not going to flee. We're going to stay here. We're going to be with the Lord, with Paul, Silas. And if they get beaten up, chances are we'll get beaten up too. We're going to follow them."
所以呢，帖撒罗尼迦的信徒呢，从那个克西马以及民园内学到了东西。他们说呢，他们逃跑了，但是我们在这里呢，我们不会逃跑，我们要跟保罗和希拉在一起。如果他们挨打，我们也跟着他们挨打；他们受多严重的挨打，我们也跟着他们一起受。
And so he says again in verse 6, "You became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word of God in much affliction."
第六节说呢，你受真道，就效法我们，也效法主，并且你们在大难之中蒙了圣灵所赐的喜乐。
So many of them did get beaten up.
他们有的很多人呢，真的被挨打。
We're not sure precisely how. We don't know whether it was physically or emotionally or in an argument, but they got beaten up one way or another. There was lots of affliction in Thessalonica because the saints followed Paul and Silas and Jesus.
所以我们不确定他们在里面到底有多少人挨了打。他们到底那是肉体上挨的打了，还是思想上挨的打？所以呢，就是说呢，他们不管怎么说，他们从这种形式或者那种形式，他们呢，都那个挨了打。他们呢，在帖撒罗尼迦的信徒之间呢，有极大的苦难，因为他们效法保罗和希拉。
But their affliction was different from normal affliction.
所以他们的苦难呢，跟普通的苦难是不一样的。
Their affliction was with joy.
他们的苦难里面带着喜乐。
Well, now, that's a strange kind of affliction.
所以这是一个非常奇怪的那样的苦难。
I haven't been beaten up very often.
所以我并不经常挨打。
Frankly, I don't know if I've ever been beaten up.
坦率说，我从来没挨过打。
But I don't think I'd enjoy it if I were.
所以我不认为如果我被打了，我还是非常的享受。
But they had joy because they knew they were beaten for Jesus' sake.
但他们却希望有喜乐，因为他们知道他们是为了主耶稣的缘故而挨打。
So it's interesting, isn't it? The biblical logic of joy is different from the normal logic of joy.
这个里面是非常有意思的，那圣经里面讲到的那个喜乐的逻辑和那个普通的喜乐的逻辑是不一样的。
We often feel that joy is associated with everything going right.
所以我们通常认为呢，喜乐呢是跟所有的事情呢都朝着正确的方向走，联系在一起的。
But the Bible says, no, there's much more than that. There's joy associated when things go wrong.
所以呢，圣经说呢，那远远不止这些。有些呢，喜乐呢是跟那个苦难联系在一起的，跟那个事情完全不对的情况下联系在一起。
The foundation, the reality, and the context of joy in the Bible is far greater.Than what the world would consider to be joy.
所以圣经里面的那个喜乐的那个基础，还有喜乐的那个真相，比那个世界上所认为的那个喜乐远远要广泛伟大的多。
The world's joy is very often associated with the superficial.
所以呢，这个世界的喜乐呢，通常呢是和那种表面的东西联系在一起的。
The Christian's joy is associated with that which is very much more fundamental.
所以呢，这个呢，基督徒的喜乐呢，是通常跟那些非常深刻的东西联系在一起。
And so, verse 7 says, so that you became examples.To all in Macedonia and Achaia who believe.
第七节说这样，你们就做了马其顿和亚该亚所有信主之人的榜样。
Now he's basically saying, you Thessalonians, you're not just sort of ordinary, run-of-the-mill, everyday Christians. You had a depth, a reality, a solid foundation with your faith that not all Christians have.
所以呢，他说呢，你们这些提索伦尼亚的信徒啊，不是一群普通的信徒，因为你们有坚定的信心，还有那些你们事实上你们也很多事实证明了你们，所以你们呢和其他的基督徒不一样，是很多其他的基督徒所没有的东西。
Sometimes you'll meet somebody in life, and you'll say to him, "Are you a Christian?" He says, "Oh yes, I'm a Christian."
有时候呢，在你人生里碰到什么人，你说你是基督徒吗？他对我是的。
And then as you chat with him, you say, well, he may be a Christian, but he's not the kind of Christian I am.
所以呢，就是说呢，你跟他聊了一会儿呢，你就说呢，他有可能是个基督徒，但他却不是和我一样的基督徒。
He seems to have missed something.
他看起来他人生中缺点什
么。He doesn't have the same sincerity. He doesn't have the same love for the Savior that I would expect a Christian to have.
他并没有对那个就是我们救主那样的真诚和那样的爱是我所希望能看到的，在他身上看不到。
So what kind of a Christian would you like to be?
所以你希望成为哪一类的基督徒呢？
And answer, you'd like to be a Thessalonian a Christian because they were examples to all in Macedonia and Achaia.
所以呢，你要想要成为像帖撒罗尼迦那样的基督徒，因为他们成为了那个马其顿和亚该亚的基督徒的榜样。
As a Christian, I would like to be, you would like to be an exemplary Christian, someone who could be an example.Of what a Christian could and should be.
所以呢，如果呢，你我呢都想成为那样一个基督徒，这样一个基督徒呢，能够成为一些其他的基督徒的榜样，就是说呢，基督徒本来应该有的，希望有的那个样子。
So what made them exemplary Christians?
所以什么让他们成为基督徒的榜样呢？
And the answer is that, in verse 6, I guess, they followed the Lord Jesus.
所以呢，答案呢是在第六节，我认为他们效法了主。
And they followed the Apostle Paul.
他们效法了使徒保罗。
But there's another reason in verse 8.
在第八节呢，有另外一个原因。
They were exemplary Christians because from them the word of the Lord was sounded forth, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place.
所以呢，他们作为一个基督徒的榜样呢，是因为主的道从他们那里已经传扬出来了。他们向神的信心不但在马其顿和雅盖亚，就是在各处也都传开了。
They were exemplary Christians because they spoke often of the Lord Jesus. The truth of Jesus was sounded forth almost as if they were like a trumpet.
所以这个里面呢，就是说呢，他们作为基督徒的榜样呢，是他们经常呢去传讲主耶稣基督，他们用他们的声音把主耶稣基督讲出来，就像吹一个号角那样。
That's the challenge to all of us as Christians. Do people know that we're Christians?
所以这对我们所有的基督徒都是一个挑战。人们知道我们是基督徒吗？
Do we have to go around telling people that we're Christians, or do we just talk about Jesus so that they know that we're Christians?
所以我们就是说到处说我们是基督徒呢，还是到处是去传讲主耶稣基督，这样他们就知道我们是基督徒呢？
And these Thessalonians, they didn't just tell people about the Lord Jesus. Verse 8 ends with this phrase, "For your faith toward God has gone out so that we do not need to say anything."
所以这些人呢，基督徒呢，提出来就是不仅仅是到处去传扬主耶稣基督，而且呢，他们的信心呢已经在过去都传开了，所以呢，不用我们说什么话，他们就知道他们是基督徒了。
They didn't just tell people about the Lord Jesus. They gave a full description, a full gospel message, so that Paul was not required to go and tell them all the answers.
所以这个里面呢，他不仅仅是到处去传讲我们的主耶稣基督，他们把福音呢整个的都跟他们描述出来，把整个的细节都讲给他们听，所以保罗呢不用再去跟他们讲一些具体的事情。
Many years ago, I was with a group of men, and one of them said, "You're a Christian. I want you to know I'm a Christian too."
所以很多年前呢，我和一群人在一起，他们说呢，你知道，我们知道你是个基督徒，我要你知道我们也是基督徒。
Oh, I said to him, "That's very good news. What kind of a Christian are you?" And I asked him a couple of questions.
我说啊，这是一个好消息。那么说呢，你是什么样的类型的基督徒呢？所以我问呢，他们几个问题。
And instead of giving me an answer, he simply said, "Well, if you were to come to our church, the pastor would tell you the answer to that question."
所以呢，他们并没有给我答案。他说呢，如果你来我的教会，我们的那个牧师会告诉你我们是什么样的基督徒。
And it didn't matter what I asked him, he still had no answer. He simply said, "You'll have to speak to the preacher in our church. I can't answer that question."
所以呢，不管我问他们什么问题，他们都没有答案。他们呢，一直就是说呢，你来到我们教会去找那些讲道人，他会告诉你答案。
I said to myself, "You're not really a Thessalonian Christian, are you? If you were a Thessalonian Christian, you'd know some answers by now."
所以呢，我就跟自己说，你们肯定不是提苏罗尼加的基督徒。如果你是提苏罗尼加那个那些基督徒，那你现在就一定会有答案的。
Keep learning the truth of God for yourself, but learn it also for your mouth, so that you know the truth of God well enough that you can answer the questions. The Thessalonians preached the word so well, Paul didn't have to say anything.
所以这个里面呢，其实呢，就是说是你学习神的话是要为自己而学习。同样呢，学完了以后呢，你要通过你的那个嘴，把他你学的东西讲给别人听。就算有些人呢，就是说是问你问题的时候，你马上就可以给出他们答案。就像这个提苏罗尼迦的人一样的，他们讲完了，保罗不用再去跟他们解释什么了。
So verse 9 now carries this theme on and says, For they, that is those to whom the Thessalonians were telling the story of the gospel, they themselves declare concerning us what manner of entering in we had to you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and the true God.
第九节说呢，因为他们就是他们就是提督宗教信徒给他们传福音的那群人，因为他们自己已经指明我们是怎样进到你们那里，你们是怎样，你是偶像者，将成要不是那又真又活的神。
So the people who heard the testimony of the Thessalonians, they were able to say that Paul and Silas and Timothy were very, very good men of God.
所以这个呢，那些听到那提苏罗尼迦给他们传道的人，他们可以说呢，保罗、希拉还有提摩太是非常非常好的属神的人。
So back to verse 9. Now, for they, that would be those who heard the Thessalonians speak. They themselves declare concerning us, Paul and Silas and Timothy, what manner of entering we had into you, that is the Thessalonians, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and the true God.
第九节说，因为他们那就是那些听到提苏罗尼迦的信徒传道的人，因为他们自己已经指明我们是怎样进到你们那里去，你们就指的提苏罗尼迦信徒，你们是怎么离弃偶像转向神，要服侍那又真又活的神。So
the question then is, what message would the Thessalonians have passed on to their hearers in Macedonia, Achaia, and elsewhere?
所以呢，问题是呢，当时提苏特家人他们向他们的听众，向那个马其顿的、雅盖亚的那些听众传递了什么样的信息呢？
And the message that they sent was the end of verse 9. We turn to God from idols to serve the living and the true God. That's a good testimony.
所以这个呢，他们所做的见证是呢，我们离弃偶像转向神，要服侍那又真又活的神，这是一个很好的见证。They
said, I, we used to serve idols. We don't do that anymore.
我们从前呢是服侍偶像的，我们不再服侍他们了。The
idols that we used to serve were dead and lifeless.
所以我们通常呢，服侍的那样的偶像呢，是死的，没有生命迹象。But
we're now serving the living and the true God.
现在我们服侍呢，是又真又活的神。And
frankly, we're waiting for his son from heaven.
坦率地说呢，我们等待他的儿子从天上降下来。That's
a marvelous testimony. I used to serve idols. Now I serve the living and true God.
所以这个是奇妙的一个见证。我过去是服侍偶像的，现在我却服侍一个又真又活的神。I
used to look forward to nothing but the sad consequences in life and the judgment of a holy God after death. Used to look forward to that. Not anymore.
所以呢，我通常呢是在盼望着一个完全无望的东西，就是说呢，人生的这种无聊，然后死了以后呢，神的那个审判要来到这里的这样一个境况。但是我现在不在里面了。What
I'm looking forward to now is the return of God's Son from heaven. I'm looking forward to the rapture of the church.
所以呢，我现在所盼望的是呢，神的儿子从天而降。我盼望的是呢，是神的教会被提。I
think the whole story is absolutely marvelous.
我认为呢，整个的故事呢，可能是一个绝对的奇妙的。Here
are these people, and along comes the Apostle Paul, Silas, Timothy, and they listen to him, and they trust him as their Savior.
就这样的，这里有一群人呢，那个使徒保罗、希拉还有提摩太来了以后呢，他们听了他们的，然后呢，他们信了主，耶稣基督为他们的救主。And
some of them get beaten up, some of them probably get fired from their jobs, some of them get kicked out of their homes.
所以他们中间有些人呢是可能挨了打，也有些的人呢可能被他们的公司开除了，有些人呢甚至被从家里给踢出去了。
And the harder they are fought against, the more they stand up for the Savior.
所以呢，他们其实呢，对他们的对抗呢越深的话呢，他们在为主站立的越稳。
People ask them what's going on in their life, and they say it's simple. I used to serve dead idols, but now I'm serving the living and the true God. And if you want to know why there's a smile on my face, it's this. Soon, my Savior is coming back. I'm waiting for the return of my God from heaven.
所以呢，答案呢，他是这样的。他们说呢，人们问他们，看见他们时候问他们为什么会这样呢？他们说呢，我们过去我是去服侍一个死的偶像，但是呢，我现在服侍一个又真又活的神。你看见我脸上的笑容是为什么呢？因为我现在盼望着我们的救主从天上降下来，把我们提到天上去。
And that's verse 10, isn't it? And to wait for his son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus.Who delivers us from the wrath to come.
第十节说的是不是等候他儿子从天降临，就是他从死里复活的那位救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣。
Okay, so, what happens here? Back to verse 9. They turn to God from idols. They serve the living and the true God. They wait for his son from heaven.And they're waiting for him because he was raised from the dead and he's going to deliver us from the wrath to come.
这里发生什么呢？我们回到第九节，他们呢就是离弃了偶像，转向神，要服侍那又真又活的神，等候他的儿子从天而降。他们等候他儿子从天而降，也就是他从死里复活，是他救我们脱离将来愤怒的。
So somebody asks you the question, what is the Bible all about?
所以有些人呢问你一个问题，圣经讲的是什么？
And you could say, well, it's all about this, and just quote them the last half of verse 9 and verse 10. That's what the Bible's all about.
你就说那圣经讲的所有的就是这个，你把那个第九节的后半部分和第十节把它引用出来，就是圣经所要讲的全部。
Really, all the great and important principles of Scripture are bound up in that verse and a half. Absolutely wonderful.
所以呢，很多的圣经里的那样的真理呢，其实都和这个一节半经文绑定在一起的，这是绝对奇妙的。
What does the Lord do for us in our present life? He delivers us from the wrath to come.
所以呢，主在我们现在的今生里做的是什么呢？他拯救把我们从将来要来的愤怒里拯救出来了。
The first thing is that he saves us from our sin and the penalty of our sin.
所以首先呢，第一点呢，他呢，把我们从我们的罪中拯救出来，把从罪的惩罚中拯救出来。
And that means that on Judgment Day, instead of being found guilty and sent to hell and the lake of fire, we will simply be forgiven and accepted into heaven.
所以这个基本上意味着呢，在审判日的时候呢，我们不会被定罪，不会被扔到火湖里去，而是被会提到天上去，让天堂接纳我们。
Well, frankly, that's pretty good news.
这个坦率说是一个很好的消息。
But there's more to it than that.
但是里面呢还有更多的东西。
There is coming on this earth a judgment, the judgment of God against all sin on the earth.
所以这里呢神的审判要来到这个地球上审判地球上所有的那些罪。
We read about it in the Old Testament prophets, and especially in the book of Revelation in the New Testament.
所以我们在过去的旧约的那些先知书里都得了这样的预言，然后特别的是在新约里启示录里也读到了这样的事情。
It is an outpouring of the wrath of God that will come upon this earth.
所以呢，在神的愤怒呢，要倾倒在这个地球上。
Now, frankly, that's pretty scary stuff.
坦率说，这个是非常令人害怕的事情。
And the only people who aren't scared of it are the people who deluded themselves so much that they don't believe that it's going to happen.
所以呢，唯一那些害怕的人呢，是他们呢自己一直说自己这个不会会发生的那些人。
But it is going to happen.
但是它真的会发生。
And it is described repeatedly in Scripture as the day of the wrath of our God.
所以在圣经里呢，不断的重复的在描述那一天，就是神的愤怒的那一天。
Now the message of Paul to the Corinthians, sorry, to the Thessalonians is God has delivered you from that wrath.
所以呢，现在呢，保罗在给他们那个帖撒罗尼迦信徒的信息呢，神已经把你们从那样的愤怒里拯救出来。
Now, if he has delivered you from the wrath to come, you are not going to go through the tribulation.
如果呢，他已经把你从那将要来到的愤怒里拯救出来的话呢，你就不会经历大灾难。
The great truth of God to the Thessalonians is they will not suffer at the hands of the wrath of God. They've been saved from that.
所以呢，这个伟大的给那个提斯多尼家人传递的信息呢，他们不会在神的愤怒的手里受煎熬，他们已经被从里面拯救出来了。
Now I remind you that most Christians, most people who call themselves Christians in Canada, in America today, will tell you that the church will go through the tribulation.
所以我要提醒一下大家呢，是大多数在加拿大的，甚至是在美国的教会呢，他们会告诉你，教会要经历大灾难。
And they will go through all manner of hoops in order to show that to you, but it is wrong. The church will not go through the tribulation.
所以呢，他们其实呢，就业用很多的东西，或者用很多的这样的学习班呢，告诉你是这样的，但是他们是错误的，是教会是不会经历大灾难的。
In order to comfort themselves in that foolishness, they often say that the tribulation isn't going to be as bad as we think it is when we read it.
他们呢，为了去安慰他们自己这种愚蠢的想法，他们说呢，大灾难并没有说，而是我们读到的有那么糟。
Some of them will go so far as to say that there is no such thing as hell.
所以呢，有些人呢走得更远，他说呢，根本就没有像地狱那样的东西。
But the fact is that Paul tells the Thessalonians that God has delivered us from the wrath of God that is to come.
所以事实上呢，保罗呢也告诉了提斯伦基家人，神呢，已经把他们拯从那个将要来的神的愤怒里拯救出来了。
Okay, just remember now that the book of Thessalonians is good news.
所以大家要记住那个特里斯诺尼加书所传的信息是好消息。
So Paul's going on now in chapter 2, and this is what he says. For you yourselves know, brethren, that our coming to you was not in vain.
所以保罗呢，现在呢，来到第二章，提索门家前书第二章第一节，这是他所说的：“弟兄们，你们自己晓得，我们进到你们那里，并不是突然的。”
A lot of people do things in life with very little benefit.
所以呢，很多人呢，在他的人生里所做的事情呢，并没有多少益处。
Paul says, "When we came to you, it was very effective."
所以呢，保罗说，我来到你们这里是非常有效的。
He talks now about his sufferings. He says, but even after we had suffered before and were spitefully treated in Philippi, as you know, we were bold in our God to speak to you the gospel of God in much conflict.
一律里面的使徒保罗从第二节呢开始在谈到他所受的苦难，他说我们从前在腓立比被害受辱，这是你们知道的，然而还是靠我们的神放开胆量，在大征战中把神的福音传给你们。
Paul says, it wasn't, I wasn't scared off by the fact that I was beaten up in Philippi.
所以呢，使徒保罗说呢，我并没有被那个我在那个腓立比所挨的打这样一个事实给吓跑。
Some preachers could have said, I'll never do that again.
所以有些传道人说呢，我再也不那么做。
Others could have said, I'm going to wait until I heal.Before I go and start preaching in Thessalonica, lest the same thing happen to me as happened in Philippi.
所以这个里面呢，就是说呢，有些人说呢，等我的伤口痊愈了以后，我再到那个提斯诺尼家去传述，传道，以免在腓立比发生的事情在提斯诺尼家在我身上重现。
But he says, no, we were bold to preach the gospel to you.
但是不是这样的，我们现在呢放胆给你们传福音。
And there was a lot of conflict, one way, the other, here or there, lots of opposition, but we were bold for God.
所以这里有很多的大的征战，这里一点，那里一点，有很多的抵抗，但是我们仍然放胆把神的福音传给你们。
So he says, verse 3, for our exhortation,did not come from deceit or uncleanness, or was it in guile?
第三节说呢，我们的劝勉并不是出于欺骗，不是出于污秽，也不是用诡诈。
He said, now there was a sincerity, a reality associated with my message to you.
他说呢，这里有一个真诚和那个真实在我传给你们的信息里面联系在一起的。
And he says, now the proof of that is that I preached the gospel to you in spite of the fact that it was going to hurt me physically.
因为他说呢，这里面传递信息就是说呢，我不管尽管我的肉身有可能受苦，还是把这样的信息传给你们。
So he says, you know, I wasn't lying, because if I were lying, I never would have allowed myself to get into that terrible situation.
但是他告诉你说我并没撒谎，他说如果我就算撒一点谎，我自己永远也不会陷入那种可怕的境况中去。
And he says it wasn't because of uncleanness, and that has a, well, probably a breadth of interpretation,But one of it would be, it wasn't because I was doing this for self-pleasure.
所以他说这里面呢，其实呢也不是出于污秽。他说这个里面呢，所有的我做的事情中间没有一项，就是说出于那种诱惑，是为我自己的愉悦去做的。
He says, I didn't get any pleasure out of that, you know, when I got beat up.
所以呢，你知道吗？我打的时候呢，我并没有从中得到乐趣。
Nor he says, was it?In guile. He says, I didn't have ulterior motives for it.
他说呢，也不是用诡诈，其实我根本没有其他的动机在里面。
She says, verse 4, but as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but pleasing God who tests our heart.
第四节说呢，但我们既蒙了神的许可，把福音托付你们，我们就照样讲，不是要讨人的喜欢，而是要讨那查验我们心的神喜欢。
He says, I didn't do it in order that I would please men because they got angry and would beat me up.
所以呢，他说我所做的事情并不是说为了要去讨好人，让他们不愤怒，不打我。
And he says, we didn't do it pleasing ourselves.Because, we don't like getting beaten up.
而我做这个东西呢，也不是为了讨好我们自己，因为我们都不喜欢挨打。
But he says we preached it as servants of God who tests our heart.
他说呢，我们做这件事是只要讨好那查验我们心的神的喜欢。
It's thrilling. There was a marvelous reality. associated with the proclamation of the gospel to the Thessalonians.
所以呢，这个也是非常有意思的，在里面有一个非常的奇妙的真相，当他们向提斯罗一家人宣传福音的时候。
Paul and Silas and Timothy didn't do it for money.
所以保罗呢、希拉和提摩太他们并不是为钱去做的。
They didn't do it for self-glory.
他们呢，做那些也不是为了自我的荣耀。
They didn't do it to build an empire for themselves.
他们也不是为了为他们建立一个自己的王国去做的。
The only explanation you could give for their behavior was they did it for the glory of God and the welfare of the Thessalonian people.
所以呢，这唯一的解释你可以给出来的是呢，他们这样做的唯一的目的是为了啊神的荣耀，也给那个提斯罗尼家人他们征战的武器。
So the question is then, how did they go about it?
因为问题是他们怎么样去这么做的呢？
Verse 5 says, neither at any time did we use flattering words.
第五节说呢，因为我们从来没有用过谄媚的话。
Have you ever been flattered?
你有没有被别人谄媚过呢？
Somebody comes to you and says a lot of good things about you. Have you ever thought, wow, I wonder what it is they want from me?
今天有个人来到你面前呢，说了你好多好听的话，说了你很多好话，你说哦。这个人肯定想我从我身上得到点什么。
Many years ago, I wanted to buy a used car.
很多年前呢，我想买一个旧车。
I went to the man who was selling the car.
我进来找那个卖车的那个人。
And he started up by telling me what a nice man I was.
他呢，以这个告诉我，我是一个多么好的人开张。
And then he said a number of other things to me.I said, this doesn't sound very good.
然后呢他跟我说那其他的一事情我说这个听起来好像不是很好。
And I looked at the car, saw one particular aspect. I said, that's strange. I said, why would that be a characteristic of this car?
所以呢我去看那个车看车呢我看有某个方面呢好像不是怎么对劲。我说那为什么在你车上有这样的一个东西呢？
Instead of giving me a straight answer, he looked me in the eye and he said, would I ever lie to you?
所以呢他并没有直接回答我的问题，他盯着我的眼睛看说，我跟你撒过谎吗？
And I thought to myself, yes, yeah, you certainly would lie to me. You've been using flattering words all along.
所以呢他说，我跟自己说，我说确实你是要对我撒谎的，因为你在我们的所有交谈中，你都是用谄媚的话来跟我说。
Paul didn't use flattering words.
保罗并没有用谄媚的话。
Now we Christians, we got to be careful. We want to welcome people to the message of the gospel, but don't say flattering words to them.
所以呢我们作为基督徒呢就是要非常仔细小心，我们要他们听到神的话，但是我们不要去谄媚他们。
We've got to convince the hearers that they're sinners. And so we don't want to use flattering words. We've got to tell them that they've got a big problem. It's sin.
所以呢我们要说服他们说他们就是罪人，我们呢就是不要用一些谄媚的话，我们要用实际的话去告诉他们，他们是有极大的麻烦了。
Nor did Paul say, or nor Paul says, he says at the end of verse 5, nor a cloak of covetousness, God is witness.
所以呢，在第五节呢，使徒保罗继续说呢，也没有藏着贪心。
Paul could have said what I, or could have felt, what I really want from you is more money. I want to get your money. And so I'm just going to put a cloak on that. You'll never see it, but that's my ultimate objective. I will lie. I'll say friendly things. I'll do anything, but really, I'm not interested in you. What I want is for you to give me what I'm coveting, more money or more power or something else.
历史的版头说呢，实际上呢，我完全可以用这样的贪心去跟你们说话。用贪心的时候呢，我可以去跟你说一些其他的事情。我跟你把事情在隐藏在，把我的贪心隐藏在我跟你说的话里面，你自己就根本就意识不到。然后呢，我会跟你一起去讲讲很多事情。然后我最终的目标呢，就是我的贪心，我要从你那里得到什么东西？我想要你的钱，也想要你的东西，或者要一些其他的事情。
And then in verse 6, he says, nor did we seek glory from man, either from you or from others, when we might have made demands as apostles of Christ.
然后呢，第六节呢，就是说，却没有向你们或向别人求荣耀，虽然可以叫人尊重我们做基督的使徒。
So he could have gone around saying, do you know who I am?
还可以到处就说，你知道我是谁吗？
I am an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我是主耶稣基督的使徒。
He could have said, I expect you to respect me because, you know, I really am a good man.
所以呢，他说，我知道吗？我期待你来尊重我，因为我是一个非常重要的人。
I don't think he went about bragging about all the miracles that he had been involved in.
所以呢，他也可以就是说到处去吹嘘他所涉及到的那些所有的奇迹。
The Galatians ultimately found that out, he told them, and the Corinthians as well, but he didn't start there.
所以呢，那个当时的加拉太人呢和耶稣的家人呢，他们最终呢会发现这一点，但是呢，保罗并没有从这一点切入开始讲。
He came in as a humble preacher in order that the Lord Jesus get all the glory, not himself.
他来到他们那里呢，做一个谦卑的传道人，这样呢，主耶稣基督他自己也会得到所有的荣耀。
So the great men of God all give glory to Jesus. They don't attract glory to themselves.
所以呢，属神的伟大的人呢，他们把所有的荣耀呢都给主耶稣基督，他们并不把荣耀吸引到他们自己身上来。
Sometimes when you read about Moses, you reach the conclusion that he was a very weak man because very often he couldn't make up his mind.
所以这个里面呢，如果你去读那个摩西的话呢，你发现他是一个非常软弱的人，因为通常呢，他不会自己做不出自己的决定。
They came to him often, and they would say, ask questions. His answer would be, I'm not sure. I'll have to go and check with God. I'll speak to you tomorrow. I'll speak to you later.
因为他们通常呢，他们来问摩西问题，摩西说呢，我不是很确定，我必须去跟神说，我必须问主，然后呢，我稍后再告诉你，或者明天再告诉你。
Moses' answer was always one of humility, meekness, weakness. He was strong when he had to be strong, but he was very weak when it came to his relationship with the Lord. He was always saying, I will check with God before I answer that question.
所以摩西呢，他通常呢，他总是非常的谦卑，非常的温柔，也是非常的就是软弱的这样的一个人。当然，他需要强壮的时候，他非常的强壮。但是呢，就是说每次呢，他要来到主面前的时候呢，他都是以一个谦卑、温柔的软弱的状态来到神这里。
So when he came, what was he like when he went to Thessalonica? And what was his attitude?
所以呢，当他们来到提斯摩尼家的时候呢，他是什么样子的呢？他的态度是什么样子的呢？
And the answer is he and Silas and Timothy says, we were gentle among you, just as a nursing mother cherishes her own children.
所以第七节里就是他给出的答案，他说我们在你们中间呢是诚心温柔，如同乳母乳养自己的孩子。
He was strong. He was able to do what is right. He could have defended himself. He could have argued greatly. How did he handle himself with these Thessalonians?
所以呢，他可以变得非常强大，他可以为自己辩护，他可以呢用很强硬的话跟你争论。然后呢，所以他来到这里的，他要去和那个提斯门家信徒在一起的时候，他怎么去应对呢？
And the answer is, in their relationship to them, he was just like a mother of a little baby who's 6 months old.
所以呢，他实际答案是呢，他跟那个提索能家人的关系呢，就像是一个母亲和一个六个月大的婴儿的关系一样。
I can remember when I first ran across these verses many years ago, I thought, that's very strange. Why would the apostle have been so gentle? Why would he have been so kind, so understanding?
所以呢，当过去的几年我来读这一节经文的时候呢，我就说呢，这是有点奇怪，为什么使徒保罗呢这么的温柔，这么的亲切，这么的好理解呢？
I thought, Harold, how could you ever be like that? How could you ever be like a nursing mother? Wow.
我们自己说 Harold, 你怎样成为那样的一个母亲？你怎样成为一个喂奶的那样的母亲？ Wow.
Now, amazing verse 8. He says, So, affectionately longing for you, we were well pleased to impart to you not only the gospel of God, but also our own lives.
所以第八节继续说呢，我们即使这样爱你们，不但愿意将神的福音给你们，连自己的性命也愿意给你们，因你们是我们所亲爱的。
How much did Paul love the Thessalonians?
所以使徒保罗有多爱帖撒罗尼迦的信徒？
He loved them so much that he was prepared not only to tell them about the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以呢，他们呢，如此的，使徒保罗如此的爱他们，他不仅仅是要准备好跟他们讲主耶稣基督。
But he would have given his life for them.
但是呢，他会为他们舍去生命。
I sit back in amazement. I say, how could that possibly be? How could you have so much love for these people? You hardly knew them.
所以我坐下时候感到非常的震惊。我说，你怎么可能爱这样的人，爱到如此的程度，甚至连生命都可以给他们？
It's one thing to say, I like you as a friend.
所以呢，我说我喜欢你做朋友，这是一回事。
It's another thing to say, I like you as a brother.
所以呢，说我喜欢你像喜欢弟兄一样，也是另外一回事。
But Paul says, I like you as a mother.
所以呢，使徒保罗说我喜欢你就像一个母亲喜欢你。
And many of you as mothers understand the depths of love for your children. And you say, yes, it's true. I think that if my child were in great stress and distress, I would be prepared to give myself for them.
在这个里面呢，你们很多人呢，都是母亲。你们理解这个母亲的爱是有多么的深。他们当看到孩子受苦，孩子有苦难的时候，他说呢，我是准备好把我的生命献给他，救他出来。
King David knew something about that. He said regarding his bad son Absalom, he says, "Would God I had died for you, O Absalom, my son." My son.
所以呢，其实大卫王他理解这样的感情。当他的亚撒龙背叛他的时候，他说：“亚撒龙啊，我的儿，亚撒龙，我的儿，我愿意为你去死。”
But that's how much Paul loved the Thessalonians.
就像跟那个不是的保罗爱帖撒罗尼迦的程度差不多。
And he was even prepared to tell them that because they knew that he loved them that much.It's one thing to say, I love you. It's another thing for the person who hears the phrase to say, I know that's the truth.
所以这个里面呢，其实呢，他们甚至呢，知道这个，他们知道保罗这么爱他们，所以呢，保罗呢，其实就是说出来给他们听。所以呢，实际上呢，一件事说我爱你，这是一回事，然后呢，说出来 我真的把这个话讲出来就是另外一回事。
And so here we are, verse 9. It says, For you remember, brethren, our labor and toil for laboring night and day, that we might not be a burden to any of you. We preach to you the gospel of God.
第九节继续说，弟兄们，你们纪念我们的辛苦劳碌，昼夜做工，传神的福音给你们，免得叫你们一人受累。
So what's all that mean?
这个是什么意思呢？
Well, it means when he came to Thessalonica, some of the people said, Paul, you're a good man. We want to give you some money, so that you can continue to preach.
这个意思呢，就是说呢，当他来到提苏南家的时候呢，有些人去跟保罗说呢，说保罗你是个好人，所以我们准备给你一些钱，这样你就可以继续在提苏南家讲道了。
And he said, well, thank you very much, but I can't accept your money.
他说呢，非常感谢，但是我不能收你的钱。
And I think they probably said, but Paul, we want you to preach. You just preach to us. Paul said, no, I won't accept your money.
所以呢，他们就说呢，保罗，我们想要你讲道，你就跟我们讲道。保罗说，不是这样的，我不想收你的钱。
So what did Paul and Silas and Timothy do?
那么呢，保罗、希拉、提摩太他们在干什么呢？
Well, when they had a little free time, they worked.
所以呢，当他们有那个业余时间的时候，他们工作。
Paul was a tent maker.
所以保罗是个做帐篷。
And I believe that Silas and Timothy might even have helped him make tents.
我相信呢，那个希拉和提摩太呢，有可能帮助他一起支帐篷。
And they would do that in the middle of the day when others were working.
因为他在这一天当中呢，当其他人在工作的时候，他们会去支帐篷。
And they would do that in the middle of the night when others were sleeping.
他们也会在半夜去做，当其他人都在睡觉的时候。
But Paul proved that he was a mother to them. Because he wouldn't accept their money. He says, my job is to provide for you, not you to provide for me.
所以呢，使徒保罗证明了他是他们的母亲，因为他像母亲一样去照顾他们。他说呢，我作为母亲是我向你们供应，而不是你们向我供应。
So we learn much about the character of this man, Paul, and Silas, and Timothy.Who were so great, they were even prepared to be with him.
所以呢，这个呢，我们就是说呢，就是学到了一些关于保罗、希拉和提摩太他们的一些品格。他们是所有的这样的好的一个人，所以他们呢，甚至都没准备要跟他们在一起。
Remember, it wasn't always that way with John Mark. Mark said, "I can't handle the rigor of this man, Paul. I got to go home."
所以呢，你是呢记住那个当时的那个马可他说呢，我甚至不能跟保罗这样的一个人相处，我要回家了。
But by the grace of God, Silas, Timothy continued to labor with Paul, and they all served the Lord with great zeal, so that the Thessalonians knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that they all really believed.And cared for the Thessalonians.
在这个里面呢，但是呢，保罗呢，不，希拉和提摩太呢，他们借着神的恩典，他们跟那个使徒保罗一起工作，一起工作呢，就是带着极大的热心去工作。所以在这样的一个环境下呢，那些提苏罗家人所有知道他们的真的是爱他们的。
All right, well, that's our introduction to the book of Thessalonians this afternoon. We'll carry on next week, Lord willing. Just praise the Lord that Paul didn't give up in Philippi and say, I got to go home now. He said, we're going to go from Philippi to Thessalonica. And the Lord did this great work, and we end up with this great epistle.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是我们现在呢，今天的提示能教书就讲到这里，主要许可我们下个星期继续讲。所以呢，我们非常感恩的是呢，就是保罗在腓立比的时候呢，他挨打的时候他并没有放弃，而是他继续跑到提示东尼家去传福音，而且也爱他们，这样呢，最终导致了我们有这样的一封书信在圣经里。
All right, well, let's have a word of prayer.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we thank you for the truths of God that we find on every page of this great book.
所以主啊，我们来感谢您，就是在这一个伟大的书信里面的每一页看到了神的恩典。
Lord, help us to understand it. Help us to believe it. Help us to live it. Help us to follow these examples, we pray.
所以主啊，我们祷告呢，全心来帮助我们去理解，帮助我们去相信，帮助我们呢去跟随着这样的一个伟大的榜样，我们祷告。
And we give thanks now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们现在向人感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Just a reminder now, we're going to have our conference.In a couple of weeks' time, and the theme is going to be prophecy. We'll learn a lot from Thessalonians in that meeting.
所以呢，再大家再提醒一下，再过两个星期呢，我们有一个复活节特会。复活节特会里面呢，要讲到大量的先知预言，这样呢，很多都是跟这个帖撒罗尼迦书里面联系在一起的。
The other thing is a prayer meeting tonight. Brother Long will be speaking.If you're able to be there, come. We need to pray because we need the blessing of God.
另外一件事情呢，今天晚上的祷告会是何浪在讲。如果呢，你们能来，你们可以来。来的时候呢，我们都要一起祷告，祷告为神的恩典祷告。
Thank you. Now may the Lord bless us all. Amen.
Thank you. 大家
Thank you.
Thank you.